We want to spend a few minutes remembering Philip Roth, the Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist whose books included Portnoy's Complaint and American Pastoral, died last night in a New York City hospital. He had congestive heart failure and was 85. Roth wrote more than two dozen books. As we mentioned, he was a Pulitzer Prize winner and a National Book Award winner, but he never won the Nobel Prize in Literature. He also spent time teaching, writing, teaching, editing, and traveling, and he limited those pursuits in his later years so that he could dedicate more time to his writing. In 2006, he spoke with Christopher Lydon of Radio Open Source about making that sacrifice.
I don't know how much time is left to me, and none of us do, and you don't, and I don't, but I read the obituaries every day. I'm getting the idea, you know. And I don't know how much energy is left to me. Right now I feel pretty energetic, but you don't know. So therefore, it seems to me I should try to do what I do best as many hours of the day that I possibly can, and to exhaust myself in that way.
Well, NPR's Petra Mayer joins us now to remember Philip Roth. Hi there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what were your first thoughts when you heard the news?
It was actually a line from Portnoy's Complaint, and probably not the one you're thinking of. It's a moment where baby Portnoy is in the kitchen with his mom, and she says, "Look at the sky. See how purple a real fall sky." And it's that language that he uses, the way he creates those indelible little moments. It's from this whole section where he's talking about very specific memories of place and time, the fall sky, shoveling snow in the winter. And just reading that section to me, it's that part of the book, it's like pulling a string of pearls through your hand. There's just these little shimmering moments, and that really sticks with me.
Mm. You know, I mentioned a little earlier that he never won the Nobel Prize, and Roth is often described as the greatest writer to never have received the literature award from the mm-hmm. Nobel Committee. I mean, but so what, nevertheless, what struck you about his writing? I mean, what really made him stand out for so many decades?
Well, first, I just want to say, like, I've heard that a lot, that he never won the Nobel Prize, which to me is a kind of weird distinction because not a lot of writers are going to win the Nobel Prize. And he did win the Pulitzer and the Man Booker International and I don't know how many National Book Awards. So, but really, like I said, it's the language. I mean, his language, it's heaving with life, and sometimes it kind of just makes you want to heave. I mean, if you read, for example, the opening pages of Sabbath's Theater, and there's that bit with the innkeeper grilling kebabs in his greasy, sopping T-shirt, and it's totally gross. But it's also this very polished, carefully turned gem of an image, and you're just going to remember it forever. You can sense the work that went into creating that image. And also, I mean, let's not forget, he was really funny.
Mm. Well, many listeners might know one of Roth's books in particular. You've mentioned it already, Portnoy's Complaint, a story about a Jewish teenager, Alexander Portnoy. Richard Benjamin plays him in the 1972 film, and we have a scene here. Here's his father arguing with Alexander about dressing up for Jewish holidays.
Listen, big shot teenager, don't make me tell you again. Get out of those dungarees and put on some decent clothes like me and your sister.
They're not dungarees. They're Levi's.
It's Rosh Hashanah. To me, you're wearing overalls.
I'm sorry. Just because it's your holiday doesn't mean it's mine.
What was it about that story that resonated with so many people, Petra? And also, by the way, made a lot of people mad.
The liver. I mean, come on, let's be honest. It's the liver, and you all know what I mean. But I mean, there are a couple of things, right? It's his mom, Sophie Portnoy. Jewish mothers are such a stereotype. But Sophie Portnoy has some life to her. There are moments where she pops off the page, and you get a sense of why she is the way she is and how much she has invested in her son. And also, I think there's a kind of universality to Portnoy. I mean, the book is about a very specific time and place. But Portnoy himself, the way he loves his family, he loves his life, he loves his mother. But just as intensely as we heard in that clip, he wants to break free and be himself, even if the closest he can get is locking himself in the bathroom, you know, and you know what he's doing there. And even if you haven't done the same thing, you've probably felt the same way. And to a certain extent, that was Roth himself, too, and probably everyone in the world at some point.
Mm. Now, of course, we are waxing elegiac about Philip Roth, and deservedly so, but he has his critics, to say the least, right? I mean, and specific reasons to be critical of him. I mean, women in his books often didn't come off as anything other than, you know, objects of desire or rage.
Sure.
I mean, talk to me more about that.
Sure. I mean, despite the unexpected humanity of Portnoy's mom, like, I don't even think he was a writer about women. He wrote about men and mostly about himself. And the women were foils for his own self-examination. You know, for a writer who was so intensely interested in freedom, who never really grew out of being Portnoy, he just couldn't handle anything. And by anything, I mean women who couldn't, you know, who tried to curb him in any way. I mean, at one point, he gave an interview to the New York Times where he talked about the focus of his work being masculine power impaired. And I think that kind of says it all.
Hmm. Well, we just got about 20 seconds here. Tom Wolfe died last week, now Philip Roth. Just a couple of seconds on your thoughts about, is this the end of a era in American writing in some way?
It sure is. Sort of the end of a big mid-century big men writing big books. But Wolfe really took himself out of his writing. He was an observer. Roth, luckily for us, he was interesting because most of the time he was writing about himself.
Yeah. Well, NPR's Petra Mayer there helping us remember novelist Philip Roth, who died last night in New York. He was 85. Petra, thank you so very much.
You're very welcome.